Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a lovely day. You know what? And it is a day that has been promised to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, it is another month, April the 2nd already. Okay, I am live here on www.wgh1071.com, and I'm live right here on that TuneIn app. And all you have to do, or share this with someone else, is download that TuneIn app and in the search bar type in WWGH. I'm live right now here on in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. And I give you that telephone number because if you want to call in and talk to me about something, you can do that while I am here live in the studio. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that by calling 740-383-9944. Okay, so if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. Along with you faithful supporters and newcomers, we have along with you supporting A Voice of a People, Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement for them. Starting April the 19th, they will begin their free produce beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. So please mark your calendars for April the 19th. That is the Saturday, the first Saturday they will start their free produce. And we did start this. This is new for our show. To reach out and pray for someone that you know may need prayer. They may be sick. They may be experiencing bereavement. They may be experiencing a loss of job, loss of home. I'm trying to think of some other things that people need prayer for. Pray for our nation, our city, our state, people who are in authority over us. Let us pray for them that they use godly wisdom instead of man's wisdom, which is earthly wisdom. You know, especially in these times that we're living in. You know, some people think everything's going great. Some people don't. You know, we're kind of split right down the middle of opinions in our country here. So let us pray for one another, okay? All right, let us move on. There are some things I would love to share with you. Like I said earlier, this is a new month, the month of April. Yesterday was April Fool's Day. And there are some things I want to share with you about that. Let me get the announcements out the way first. Our announcement today is Heart of Ohio Homeless Shelter. They are always in need of donations and volunteers. They are located at 326 West Fairground Street in Marion, Ohio. Their telephone number is 740-387-4550. They are always in need of copying paper, envelopes, stamps, toilet paper, paper towels, 13-gallon trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, washcloths. Again, their telephone number, 740-387-4550. Another announcement. A coming up event sponsored by the Kiwanis. This is in May, which is next month already, even though we just started April, but time is really going fast, and maybe you need to mark your calendars for this event. Okay, I will bring that to you in just 1 second, as soon as I bring it up on my phone. Okay. This is called part of our 250th anniversary celebration of our nation's birthday, right? Kiwanis brings back the Capture the Moment History Dinner, Marion's history shared by those who are living in it. This takes place Thursday, May the 21st. Mark your calendars. I will be giving you telephone numbers where you can purchase tickets for this event. It will be held at Tri Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The cost is $15. The deadline to buy your tickets is May the 7th. It begins at 5:30 p.m. Viewing of presenters and memorabilia, you'll be able to meet and greet during that time. 6 o'clock is buffet dinner with America's 250th dessert. It may be something that was back 250 years ago that they served as a dessert. So that may be what the 250 dessert means. The presentation starts at 7 p.m. Individuals entrenched in Marion's history share their stories. Tickets are available at the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, location at 195 West Center Street, Marion, Ohio. They do accept cash or checks only for the tickets. Marion County Historical Society, 169 East Church Street. You can get tickets there. Okay, now the presenters are John Buck, Ryan McCall, Howie Smith, Sarah Russell, Lowell Thurston, W.B. Cannon, Laura Troutman, and many more. It should be a great evening to meet and greet and, bring us back, take us back to years ago when a lot of those people lived here and share their experiences of living here in Marion, Ohio. Okay. April Fool's Day was yesterday. Did anyone get you with that? Remember how we used to do in school, like April Fool's, you tell somebody a story or a lie that wasn't true and they would believe it and you say, April Fool's. So, wow. Does that bring back memories to you, or do some of you still do those things, to people or you may be close to? Like your shoe is untied. I remember those type of things that we used to do in school. I guess I'm not that old that I don't remember some of those things, right? Okay, now there are some, from the Almanac, there are some things to share with each and every one of you. This quote is from Reverend Peter Taylor Forsyth, Scottish clergyman, 1848 to 1921. He says, "What human music could express for us the sound of a field of daisies walking with the sun? Could anything so delicate ever get in at our ears as the breathing of a field of sleeping daisies?" And don't forget, Wednesday was the Passover began at sundown. And we had a full moon, and it was a full pink moon. I don't know if any of you noticed that it was pink. I didn't, but I did notice the full moon, and when I did see it, clouds was around it. I couldn't tell that it was pink, or I didn't even know it was supposed to be a pink moon at that time, but I'm just looking at the almanac calendar. Good Friday is tomorrow. There are a lot of church services commemorating Good Friday, the seven last phrases or words of Jesus Christ before he died on the cross for your sins and my sins. I find this kind of hard sometimes. Whether you believe it or not does not negate or take away from Jesus Christ and who he is. But those of us who do believe, it is life unto us and salvation. I won't put you down, and please don't put me down for what I believe. Not only what I believe, but what I know to be true to me. And many others. You don't have to believe. No one's trying to make you believe, or to understand, or to acknowledge. So if we don't try to stop you, don't you try to stop us, right? I agree with that. Right. Okay. Daisies have been used for centuries in herbal medicine, which I didn't know that. They can be turned into teas, salves, and other products. Now, salve is like an ointment that you would put on a sore or achy joints or something like that. The name daisy usually refers to the common or English daisy, Bellis perennis, ox-eye daisy, or Shasta daisy. So common daisies close their blossoms when rain is approaching. Did you know that? I did not know that. Wow. Along with the sweet pea, the daisy is a birth flower of April. Where innocent, bright-eyed daisies are, with blades of grass between, each daisy stands up like a star out of a sky of green. That's nice. Christina Rossetti, English poet, 1830 to 1894. Wow. Good Friday. So, I can say happy Easter to some of you and happy Resurrection Day to all of you. That was something done for each and everyone. All you have to do is receive it. The death of Christ. Let's talk about April Fool's Day. It is one date on the calendar when jokes and mischief are expected. But how did April Fool's Day get its start? April Fool's Day versus April Fool's Day. One has apostrophe before the S. The other has apostrophe after the S. Don't get fooled. The correct way to write this date is April Fool's, apostrophe after the S, day. It's been April Fool's Day since the 1800s. Why? If you know your apostrophes, then you know that putting the apostrophe after an S means it's plural. There isn't just one fool on this day. There are many pranksters running around. The origin of April Fool's Day is unknown, but theories place its start hundreds of years ago. Some theorize that the idea of April Fool's Day dates back to ancient Rome and a festival called Hilaria, held at the end of March, where people would dress up in disguises and mock and imitate others. Many folklorists believe it may go back to 16th century France. Charles IX decreed that the new year would begin on January 1st. Back in those times, New Year's Day was around Easter, and spring festivals marked the occasion with a whole week of partying. Some folks were slow to catch on to the change. Continuing to celebrate the new year, they quickly became the victim of jokes and pranks, including having paper fish put on their backs and labeled a poison Davril, meaning April fish. In Scotland, people would send others on phony errands called hunting the gawk, as well as pin fake tails or kick me signs on the unsuspecting. Wow, I'm glad no one played that trick on me, like putting kick me on my back and someone kick you for real. Wow, some people are not nice. They kick pretty hard. Or hit you pretty hard. You know, make you want to hit them back. Yes, absolutely. Some believe that the term All Fools was probably meant as a deliberate stab at All Saints. The timing of April Fool's Day is suspiciously close to the vernal equinox. It is a time of year when Mother Nature is known to play tricks on us all with unpredictable changes to weather, including, boy, we have really witnessed that, highs and lows, right? Yes, absolutely. It says in 1923, temperatures reached 34 degrees Fahrenheit in Berglund, Michigan. 1960, up to 10 inches of heavy snow fell in eastern South Dakota, causing some highways to close to difficulty plowing the heavy snow. God forbid, right? In 1997, a blizzard from Maryland to Maine resulted in power outages and roads impassable. East Jewett, New York, recorded 37 inches and 25.4 inches fell in Boston, Massachusetts. Now, you know, if I'm not mistaken, since I've been here this morning, I think I had a news flash that mentioned snow possible in Ohio. So let me check out that really right now. All right, let's see. Wow. So sorry to hear that about Tiger Woods. You know, I don't think Tiger Woods ever recovered from the death of his father. He has just not been the same since his father died. And sometimes that happens when you depend on someone so much. I thank God for sparing his life, though, from that accident. Okay, I thought I saw something about snow. Okay, Maybe I was wrong. I hope so. All right, let us move on anyway. Maybe I was wrong, and I hope so. I really hope so. Okay, here's some pranks in the past. April Fool's Day is all about getting someone to fall for a prank or a made-up story, but some take it a step further. On April the 1st, 1905, Berliner Tageblatt, a German newspaper, reported that thieves dug a tunnel under the U.S. Treasury and stole $268 million in silver and gold. Wow. In 1957, the BBC aired a story on how Swiss farmers were experiencing a bumper crop for spaghetti, complete with video of people harvesting noodles from trees. In 1962, Swerve's TV, that may be Russian or Sweden. I see it's Sweden. Was the only TV station in Sweden broadcast in black and white, and it announced that viewers could convert their existing sets to display color by pulling a nylon stocking over the screen. Yeah, right. In 1983, Boston University professor Joseph Boskin created a story about the origin of April Fool's Day. When speaking to an AP reporter, he said the day originated when Roman Emperor Constantine agreed to let one of his jesters, Kugel, become king for a day. Boskin, of course, made the entire story up. Of course he did. People just don't take up their crown for a day and give it to somebody else and expect them to give it back. In 1985, Sports Illustrated published a fictitious story of George Plimpton about a never-before-heard-of pitching prospect for the name of Sid Finch, who could throw a baseball 168 miles per hour. I know they can do 100. In 1992, NPR aired an interview with Richard Nixon where he declared his intention to run for president again. It was, of course, not Richard Nixon, but rather an actor. In April the 1st, 1996, Taco Bell announced it had purchased the Liberty Bell and would rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. In 1998, Burger King took out a full-page ad in USA Today announcing its development of the left-handed Whopper. The burger had the usual toppings, but they were turned 180 degrees so they would not drip on left-handed customers. Now, that's really funny, right? In 2002, the British supermarket chain Tesco published an advertisement in The Sun announcing a genetically modified whistling carrot. The carrots were said to be grown with tapered air holes in their side, and when fully cooked, the holes would cause the carrot to whistle. A 2008 BBC broadcast tricked viewers into believing that a certain breed of penguins had displayed the ability to fly. Some of these stories are really far-fetched, aren't they? A 214 story on NPR included the headline, "Why Doesn't America Read Anymore?" The headline created considerable outrage, but only by those who did not actually click on the link to read the story. If they had, readers would have found, "Congratulations, genuine readers, and happy April Fool's Day." I know April Fool's Day has passed, but maybe you can think about some of these for the coming year. Excuse me. Here are some pranks you can do at home. Dump out the salt from the kitchen shaker and replace it with sugar. That would be bad, wouldn't it? Put a whoopee cushion under one of the couch cushions. Funny. Haha. Change the time on every clock in the house by 1 hour. We just did that too, right? We moved up an hour. I guess we could move it back an hour. It confused people, right? Say, "Oh, April Fool's Day." Cover the remote sensor with a piece of tape or remove the batteries. It will drive the TV watcher crazy. That sounds like us. Does the remote need batteries? I don't know. TV's acting up. And it's funny, those TVs will act up if something's wrong with the remote and the batteries are wearing out. Place bubble wrap under an area rug for an instant surprise. Wow, because when you step on it, you would hear it pop. Unscrew the shampoo bottle and place plastic wrap over the hole. Washing your hair will never be so difficult. Short sheet a bed. This is an oldie but goodie. That just takes a few minutes. Remove the top sheet and then lay it back upside down so the part of the head of the bed is now at the foot of the bed. So then to the head of the bed and tuck the top sheet into the corners under the mattress. Then grab the untucked end of the top sheet from the foot of the bed and fold it up back down on itself in half. Remake the bed. I didn't get that. Maybe I read it too fast, but maybe some of you did get that. I hope so. Okay, now I have one almanac book that is talking about April's birthstones, the diamond. The meanings and history of diamond gemstones are a girl's best friend. The April birthstone, the diamond, is the hardest natural material on earth. 58 times harder than anything else naturally occurring. It has long been a symbol of eternal love, given as an engagement or wedding ring or as an anniversary present. The diamond's color, while sparkling and clear diamonds are the most recognizable, the gemstones comes in a range of colors including brown, yellow, red, pink, blue, and green. Blue, green, and red are the rarest. The color of a diamond depends on its impurities. Diamonds can be transparent, translucent, and opaque. But most diamonds used as gemstones are transparent and colorless. The diamond's meanings and symbolism. Diamond comes from the Greek word adamas, meaning invincible and unbreakable. As you could guess, adamant also stems from this word. For centuries, the diamond was thought to possess healing powers and provide clarity and balance. In Sanskrit, the diamond is called Vajra, which also means lightning. In Hindu mythology, Vajra, I don't know how to say that. Okay. Was the weapon of Indra, the king of gods. Pliny the Elder, a Roman naturalist, is said to have described the gem in this way. Diamond is the most valuable, not only of precious stones, but of all things in this world. It was once thought that a diamond could ward off the evil eye, which was said to cause sickness, poverty, and possibly death. In history, the diamond was believed to have healing powers, act as an antidote to poison, and provide protection against the plague. During the Middle Ages, diamonds were thought to cure ailments of the pituitary gland and the brain. Before the process in which diamonds are created was discovered, some ancient civilizations believed lightning formed them, while others thought they were the tears of God. How precious that would be, huh? In addition to being a symbol of eternal love and marriage, some thought carrying a diamond would provide strength, beauty, and happiness. Yeah, when you get one of those nice rocks to put on your finger, you are happy. Wow, look at that rock. I've seen some rocks I thought ladies' hands was not even strong enough to hold, the finger wasn't strong enough to hold up the rock. Some of them are so big. Yeah, absolutely. In addition to being a symbol of eternal love and marriage, yeah. Other potential benefits include balance, clarity, and abundance. If you dream of wearing diamond earrings, you will receive a good financial advice. The diamond is not only the April birthstone, but it is also the gem given to celebrate 60th and 75th wedding anniversaries. Why so long? Some of us will never reach 60 or 75th wedding anniversaries. Wow. Let's cut it short. I want my diamonds now, right? Right. I get it. Oh, that's funny. History of the diamond. The oldest diamonds were formed more than 3 billion years ago. It's believed that the infatuation of diamonds originated in India, where they were collected from rivers and streams. According to historians, India began trading in diamonds as far back as the 4th century BC. The gem was originally reserved for India's most wealthy. Soon, though, India's diamonds made their way to Western Europe and by the 1400s became fashionable among Europe's high society. In 300 BC, diamonds were used to engrave other gems in India. The origin of the Blue Hope diamond has been traced back to India's Golconda mining area in the 1600s. It was then sold to King Louis XV of France, or 14th of France. It currently can be found at the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. The largest diamond ever found was unearthed from South Africa's premier mine, 1905, weighing in at 3,106 carats. The gem produced a Cullinan 1 diamond, also known as the Great Star of Africa. The 530-carat drop-shaped diamond is set in the sovereign's scepter with a cross and housed with the other crown jewels in the Tower of London, Cullinan II. The Lesser Star of Africa, cut from the same diamond, is also part of Great Britain's crown jewels. Isn't that something? Yes, it is. Diamonds form under extreme temperature and pressure conditions, found more than 75 miles under the Earth's surface. A gem-quality diamond is more than 99.9% carbon, making it one of the purest of all gems. It's the only gem made up of a single element, while trace elements make up the remaining percentage. Its crystal structure is isometric, meaning that its carbon atoms are bonded together the same way in all directions, creating its incredible hardness. Once formed, diamonds are pushed upward by volcanic activity until they reach the Earth's surface or just below. Diamonds are found in a new different locations: rock, alluvial deposits, glacial tills, and kimberlite pipes. However, diamonds are hard to come by, as is evident by the fact that the average yield from a diamond mine is 1 part diamond to 1 million parts rock. It's believed that diamonds were first discovered in India before Brazil became an important factor in the gems supply chain in the 1700s. Other deposits were discovered in South Africa in the late 1800s. In addition to South Africa and other African nations, locations like Russia, Australia, and Canada play a role in today's supply chain. For hundreds of years, diamonds have been used for engagement and wedding rings, but they are also fashionable for everyday wear. The gem is used for necklaces, brooches, rings, and bracelets. It is believed that Archduke Maximilian of Austria gave his fiancée, Mary of Burgundy, the first engagement ring containing a diamond in 1477. Today, diamonds are the most popular stone choice for an engagement ring. Diamonds can be found in a variety of cuts: round, oval, princess, and heart, to name a few. The diamond has a most hardness rating of 10 and is so hard the only thing that can scratch it is another diamond. Wow. What information about a diamond? Wow. That is great. Great, great, great. Anyway, if I had known I was going to go on so long, I would have given you the thought for today earlier. But we will do it like right now. You know, I think I put my phone on mute yesterday and forgot to take it off. I see people are calling me like, I didn't hear that ring, right? Okay. Thought for today. My usual guest for today, Willie Harris, tap one. He said he's down with that cold or flu or whatever it is. Okay. Let me try this. I can leave this thought for today with you. Pursue wisdom. Each day is filled with 100 choices and decisions, and wisdom is our best choice, our best guide. Wisdom comes from 3 places: experience, learning, and our deepest intuition. Each day is an opportunity to gather and use all 3. All 3 meaning experience, learning, and your own intuition. Experience comes from engaging with life. Learning comes from observing And intuition comes from listening to myself. At the end of the day, sit down and write down what was the main experience. What did I learn? And what did I hear from myself? You did listen to yourself, didn't you? Wow. Okay. Did you listen to yourself? Sometimes we hear it, but we move on. We get distracted and get caught up in something else, you know. But sometimes when you try, and it's not, I'm not going to say don't try, please try. Nothing fails but a try, because you won't know if it's going to work, if it doesn't work, if you don't try. But this is so true. We are confronted with choices all day long. As long as our eyes are open, we have choices to make and decisions. And wisdom is our best guide. Wisdom comes from above. It comes from God Himself, who is wisdom. You know, God, He is many things. He's love, and He's the way, the truth, and the life. You know, He is our Savior. He is our protector. He is our guide. He is our healer. You know, He gives men wisdom and doctors wisdom to create medicine. They don't get that on their own. I mean, all that stuff comes from God's wisdom. And we think, oh, look what we created. Look what we did. All that wisdom came from God. But man has to find a way to take all the credit from God and put it up on himself as if he is God. Okay, but wisdom comes from above. Now, there is something called earthly wisdom, and that's wisdom of man. And we see every day where man's wisdom gets us. When he doesn't listen to himself, his intuition, which I believe comes from God as well, sending us messages. Do we listen to our own messages that God is sending us? Or do we just head off and say, well, I don't know if I want to try that or not. It sounds kind of good, and maybe it won't work. Maybe you are a doubter when you hear your own intuition and still you go off the wrong way because you don't realize that your own intuition comes from the Lord. They're just thoughts that He's given you. You know, if we would have more faith, more trust in God and in His words and in our own intuition, which is more like our consciousness, which is how He deals with us, then maybe we would not make so many mistakes, you know, or go the wrong way. So like it says, every day is an opportunity to gather and use all three, and that is, from your experiences, you know what works. If you've tried it before and it didn't work, right? Learning from my deepest intuition, that's deep down in your spirit and in your soul. Experience, learning, and our intuition. Okay. Experience is engaging in life because some of these things, you know, that come back around to us. When I say come back around to us, it's something that we have confronted before in the past. Yeah. Yeah. Something that when it comes back around the second time, you think, well, maybe it'll work this time. Maybe something has changed and it will work this time. A lot of times, no. You already know. You've already experienced it. Do not talk yourself into trying it again. Learning from observing. That means seeing. Hearing. Paying attention. Be focused. Yes. Be focused. That is what pursuing wisdom is all about. Be focused now, in the now. You know, I tell my grandson, be focused. You know, if you're thinking on the wrong thing and you know you're thinking on the wrong thing, turn that focus around to something that's going to benefit you and help you and prosper you and catapult you forward. We don't want to get stuck on dumb stuff, right? And sometimes we always do. Sometime in our life, we've been stuck on dumb stuff. And there is the fruit of dumb stuff is dumb stuff, right? And it hurts. You can easily hurt yourself being stuck on dumb stuff. At the end of the day, sit down and write down what was the main experience and what did I learn and what did I hear from myself. And as it says, you did listen to yourself, didn't you? Some of these thoughts for today are so powerful and impactful on our lives because they hit us where they need to hit us, in our heart. You know, and it makes you think. It helps you to turn your direction. If you're going the wrong way, you can change your direction to the right way. And maybe you're on the right way. That means you can stay on the right road, right? So, thought for today always should make you think. Where am I? Where do I want to be? Am I headed in the right direction? You know, Is this going to be fruitful for me? Or is this going to be just like it was in the past? Remember, learn from your experiences because you've been in the past. Today is the future. And don't be fooled by what you have experienced in the past and think that, oh, well, that's a good thing for me to try again. Now, if it sailed and it was good and you prospered from it and it felt good, then great, try that. But it's like, you know, sometimes we try and try and try over and over and over again and still cannot move forward. I think that's why it's so important to pray for one another and lift one another up in prayer and go to the Lord in prayer for your brother and for your sister, you know, because we need each other in these last days. And I say last days because they didn't just happen. Last days began right after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's when the last days began, when he was resurrected from the grave. Don't forget, celebrate the Lord and Jesus, Savior's resurrection. That he is not dead, he is alive now and forevermore, and he is coming back one day to receive us unto himself. Celebrate that. Expect that. He wants us to be in great expectation that he is going to return. He wants us to expect that one day we will be raptured up. One day. Not saying when that day is. But one day. And you know something that was very interesting? I found a book on Revelation. And I think it was from the Message Bible. I'll share that with you. I'm going to bring that to the show and read some of it to you in the near future. Where it talks about that the Great Tribulation is for the church. Christians, professed Christians, proclaimed Christians. Because it says through great tribulation, we must enter the kingdom of God. That is one of the scriptures. And I don't know where to place it, but I'm going to read it again. I'm going to study it again. But that's what it says. It's not for the world, but for us Christians. So we will look forward to that. In the near future, I'll bring that and share some of those readings with you from the Message Bible. Because, you know, you have different translations of the Bible, or versions, I put it like that, where they break down the scriptures, or different words where they have gone through the Greek and the Hebrew, and they give us the meaning of words. You know, a lot of times if you don't know the correct meaning of words, then you can't educationally understand what the Bible is saying. So I think that's important, because if you don't really know, then you can't really share with other people. But if you do know what these words mean and how they fit into the scripture, the Greek, the Hebrew, you know, or Latin, whatever it meant, break it down. Let's share with one another. Let's educate one another. Let's not just educate one another, but let's celebrate one another, and let us look forward to that day. But in the meantime, we will be celebrating Resurrection Sunday this weekend. Don't forget to share that with someone else, how Jesus lived, was buried, lived and died, and rose again on the third day. That is the gospel. Love you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your holiday. Don't eat too much. Be careful this weekend and stay focused. Okay? If you don't get anything else, get understanding. All right? God bless. Till next time. Thank you.